Well, maybe we just better tell folks how we got roped into this.
Yep, this is how we do it in 106. And I guess we got to wonder how we got here in 106. And we all have a story to tell. And I guess I'll tell a bit of mine, if you don't mind. Mark, how's that sound to you?
That'll be good, Todd. You don't talk much. I don't know much about you.
Well, let me tell you. I grew up in the way west. I remember people saying, "Go west, young man." But if I would have gone any further west, I would have needed a boat. And I wanted to ride a horse. I lived there by the big salty puddle over in California. And my hero was a fella named Jeremiah Johnson. I wanted to be like Jeremiah. Here's how he sounds.
Jeremiah Johnson made his way into the mountains, betting on forgetting all the troubles that he knew. The trail was wide and narrow. The eagle or the sparrow showed the path he was to follow as it flew. A mountain man's a lonely man and he leaves a lot behind. It ought to have been different, but you oftentimes will find that the story doesn't always go the way you had in mind.
That's right. Story don't always go the way you had in mind now, does it? How about you, Mark? What about your history with the West?
Well, like you, I was born out in California. But you were down by the bay. I was born up in the hills. They call it Hollywood. A lot of cowboys there, even when I was born. My mama was from the New Mexico territories, though. So even though we didn't have a TV, I got to meet and hang out with cowboys every summer. I got to learn how to ride and shoot, visit the old homestead. Some summers we'd take a hay bale cart ride round, see the old graveyards. And then for the 4th of July, we'd go to the rodeo. There, my little cousins would be bucking and roping and getting thrown down all over the place. So I always loved cowboys up close, you know. But once we got a TV, then, of course, I watched some Bonanza and, you know, all that stuff. But I really liked going to New Mexico every summer and wandering around in the desert and finding stuff and seeing old Indian sites and visiting old ghost towns. That's how I grew up.
Well, that's very nice. I'd had about enough of the big salty pond, and I wanted to get up to where Jeremiah was. So my pa and I, we moved to Prescott, Arizona, which was this little teeny town. And there in that little teeny town, they filmed a movie that was close to my heart because, much like Jeremiah, was dissatisfied or disillusioned with the war and he run away to the mountains, I was dissatisfied with the materialism I saw in that paradise by the beach, and I wanted a smaller place. And so Pa and I moved to Prescott, and Billy Jack was a character that was disenchanted too with the way things were. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. children to a story that was written long ago, about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away.
You know, I could play that song over and over again, but I'm going to stop it right there. I felt like that one tin soldier riding away off into the sunset. Mark, how about your great-grandpappy? Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, great-granddaddy, he was a cowboy, real cowboy. He rode with one of them slaughter outfits out of Texas, and they drove cattle as far west as they could till they ran out of water. But he was tired of punching cows, so he homesteaded there in southwest New Mexico. Of course, it was the territories back then. But he found a little place with a creek and built him a little cabin. And still in the family. I've been to that cabin. Not much to it, but the corral's right there. He died right there in that corral he built with his boots on. But his daughter married the local shopkeeper. Big old giant guy from Inverness, Scotland. He got sold off as a kid and came out all by himself to the territories and spent 7 years learning how to run a general store. They called them mercantiles back then. But then after 7 years, his uncle McTavish helped him set up his own store. So he got set free. So he married the little local girl from the homestead. And they had him 6 kids, and that one of them was my mom. And that's how I got connected there to New Mexico. When I was a kid, of course, they didn't have a store anymore. There was all them Great Depressions and all that went on. So he was living in Silver City, New Mexico, and that's where I would go every summer. And only later I found out that them streets I used to wander around as a kid, those are the same streets Billy the Kid walked on. Of course, back then we thought Billy the Kid was William Bonney. Then some of them school types, they looked into it. And then they told his name was Henry Atrum. Okay. And then they said, no, that wasn't it. His name was Henry McCarty. Well, my great-grandpappy's name was Charlie McCarty. So there for a minute, I thought, well, maybe I'm related to Billy the Kid. But nah, there's a bunch of McCartys all over the West. So my grandma was Ola McCarty, but we aren't related to Billy the Kid. But it was fun to find out that we walked on them same streets. And then later on, when I got older, like you, I got tired of the way things were. So that's when I went over to Arizona in the summers. And there was this crazy Italian there named Paolo Soleri. And he was building the city of the future. So that wasn't too far from where you were in Prescott. But I guess we never bumped into each other on horseback back then. But I spent a lot of time there building the city of the future there in Arco Sante, another Italian word. So it's too bad. But here we are, and we met in this new way. So tell me a little bit more about living up there in the hills. I love that Prescott. They have the best 4th of July in America, in my opinion.
Well, they had the oldest rodeo, so they claimed. And, yeah, it was a wild one. I got to tell you, that town caused me a lot of problems. I think, looking back from what little I can remember, the 4th of July was a great time. And I'd sit in the courthouse there where Billy Jack had his big fight with the mean men of the town of Prescott, and watch all the tourists go by. And that was a very pleasant time. I was 16. And I was there in Prescott for a few years. And then I moved to Lake Havasu, which is in the middle of the desert. And it was there that I learned to hear the desert. And I thought I'd play you just a little bit of what the desert sounds like in my head every time I see it. It could be the Navajo Nation. It could be anywhere in northern Arizona, New Mexico, the high desert. This is what it sounds like to me. And I'm going to come in at about 40 seconds if I get my courage up, and I'm going to sing the very moment that this desert comes into my head. But you got to wait about 40 seconds to hear this. So here we go. This is the desert sound in my head. Here it comes, here it comes. Listen. Do you hear that? Oh. Yep. That's how the desert sounds. And every time I see the desert, it sounds like the oh. And I don't know. I can't get enough of that sound. Mark, that's my story from the big ocean to the hills of Prescott, to the deserts of Lake Havasu. And I know we met on a roundup or two, but we got anything more to share before we bring in our cowpoke that's somewhere in Wyoming?
Yeah, it looks like he's lost again, but luckily we got this little radio. So let me see. I must have one good story to slip in here. I was fascinated to learn that the day I was born was the day the last Pony Express rider died. That's a long time from when he was a boy riding on the Pony Express to when I was born. So I always found that fascinating. And I guess the thing I'd say about New Mexico that I love the most. Now, we just had us a big earthquake right here live on the radio. Still shaking, car alarms going off. Damn, this desert is really someplace. Wow. So what was I saying? Oh, I was saying that the thing I liked most about being out west was the different cultures. You know, you had your Native Americans. We used to call them Indians or Indigenous or different names. And then right next to them, you had your Spanish people, and they've been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then us newcomers came along, and we got the Anglo culture, they call it out there in the desert. And I just love the way they, you know, they don't get along perfect, but they manage to get along. So that reminded me the same way here in California, same setup. And I just wish we could see that everywhere we go.
That's wonderful. I love this land and these people. Speaking of people, we've been missing one, our cowpoke Alan. We're saying hello to you. I know you're up there in the great state of Wyoming. And here's what he sent us in the mail. So let's give a listen to our cowpoke Alan.
That's not it.
Well, people want to know the story of Western 106. you got to talk to people who was there at the time. And that was me. It was maybe in the fall, September, just off the summer work. I got a message from Wild Bill Genero at Kansas State University, who'd been part of DS-106 for a while. And he said that there was an option for me to co-teach a course with him at Kansas State University. And I was like, yeah. And we were talking about it and how, like, other, you know, folks like Jim Groom and others had been teaching DS-106 with sort of like themes of TV shows, Twilight Zone and Wires or stuff like that, or I don't know. And so I don't know if the theme was a good idea, but it was like Bill and I started talking and we both love Westerns. So we got this idea to build a DS-106 course around Western that'd be offered at Kansas State University. And I went out because like I had done this thing once for this movie. They asked me to be the stranger and I did these opening lines for some movie about bowling or rugs or something like that. Ledusky, I can't remember, big something like that. And the opening scene was this thing with tumbleweed. So I kind of recreated it a little bit as a teaser trailer I made early on.
Well, in the East, somewhere in Virginia, there was this open course in digital storytelling I want to tell you about. A course named DS-106. At least that was the handle its loving students gave it. This DS-106 course, it said it was for life. Now, for life, that's not any kind of language we use where I come from. But there was a lot of DS-106 that did not make a whole lot of sense to me. And what their students did likewise. But then again, maybe it's why I found this course so darn interesting. They call Kansas State University the Wildcats. I didn't find any cats there to be that exactly, but there are some nice folks there. But I can't say I've seen London, and I've never been to France, and I ain't seen no queen in her dang undies, as the fellow says. But I'll tell you what I've seen at Kansas State and this storytelling class that will unfold in 2016, well, I guess I've seen anything as stupefying as you'd seen in any of those other places. And in English too. So I can die with a smile on my face.
And we started working on it. I took an old domain I had, 106tricks.net, and I wrangled it up into a new theme flavor and did a whole bunch of like GIFs and stuff, getting people excited about it, announcing it. And Bill and I got together and we did this little thing of, you know, a ride in the story frontier. We went out on the trail and was just jawing about what we're going to do.
Well, howdy, Bill.
Man, look at Kansas. There's a whole lot of space out there. Yeah, so you're going to hire me to do some storytelling at KSU, eh? You've done this before, right? You've run this route? Well, I don't know, like what people might be interested in, what for students, what they're going to, maybe why they would want to take, you know, ride with us and take this course. Well, that's okay, because that's what we're going to do in DS-106. We might not risk death, but we might risk creative expression, making mistakes, trying new things.
We were all excited about it, and we were ready to go, like the course was all set up, and boom. Bill sent me a message in like December, like weeks before the course would start, and something about the trail bosses at Kansas State University. I never got the inside story. They just canceled the whole shebang. And so the course was over and there wouldn't be a course with real students at Kansas. And my, we were disappointed. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, a couple of years ago, DS-106 did this headless thing, a course with no teacher. And I don't know, I got inspired and started remixing my spaghetti westerns. And I just love me some Clint Eastwood being the man with no name. I kind of came up with the man with no course. And I did like the first couple of weeks of the class. We did some podcasts. We were tweeting. People were, you know, starting along and doing stuff. People got rolled in like Mark Corbett Wilson and Todd Conaway. He came along. He'd done stuff before. And Kevin Hodgson, Dog Tracks, was doing cartoons. And Sandy Brown, Jensen Brown was involved. And a bunch of other folks were kind of doing daily creates and making some stuff. And I don't know what happened. We just kind of just petered out. That's the last thing I remember. And so now they're asking me, you know, what about this Western 106? And we're doing this Here All Summer Camp radio show about it. And I don't know, like, where do we go?
Well, that old Alan, boy, he's about the only person I know who could get excited about a classroom full of nobody or a herd full of no cattle, no doggies. He's out there teaching himself out there on the high plains. What a character. Well, there was Alan riding off into the distance by himself. And along comes some folk. And some of those folk were people we know. Cowpoke we know. One of them was the infamous Talkie Tina. And we'll get back to her later on, but let's just take a short commercial break and spend a couple minutes with our friend, our true friend, Talkie Tina.
Do you feel like something is missing from your life? Are you finding yourself lacking in arts and lacking in friends? If so, it is time for you to add some DS-106 to your life. Plus, if you meet the necessary criteria as outlined on my web form, iamtalkietina.com, you can even get a True Friends badge to say you are a true friend. Yes, all of these things and more can be yours if you join the DS-106 Digital Storytelling Community. Do it today! Check out www.ds106.us or www.iamtalkietina.com/truefriends. Well, DS-106 for life.
That girl was out of her mind. I gotta tell you, I got a pal by the name of Hatch Jack. We'll hear a little bit about him in a little while. And that Tina and Hatch Jack, boy, that was something. But let's continue with our pal Alan and Bill from the great state of Kansas. And maybe hear a little bit more about the course, what they were trying to do before everything fell apart. Mark, you ready? I know it's been shaking over there in California. That's pretty amazing. 4.6 earthquake live on the radio. You heard it here first. Mark, you still with us?
Oh, yeah. Just adds to the wild ride of DS-106 radio.
Well, I'm glad to have you. We feel blessed that you're here. We're gonna listen to just a little bit of Bill and Alan on the storytelling frontier. This was done in 2016 out on the open range with a bunch of cowpokes headed with them. And let's take a listen to what Bill and Alan were thinking out there on the frontier in the early days.
Well, howdy, Bill.
Howdy.
Man, look at Kansas. There's a whole lot of space out there.
Yeah, it's a ways off.
Yeah, so you're going to hire me to do some storytelling at KSU, eh?
That's what I hear tell.
You've done this before, right? You've run this route?
Yeah, I've been down this route a couple of times. So what do you need to know about Kansas State University?
Well, I don't know. Like what people might be interested in, what for students, what they're going to maybe why they would want to take, you know, ride with us and take this course.
Well, most of our students are young and skinny and wiry. They're just barely 18 and they're willing to risk death daily.
Well, that's okay, because that's what we're going to do in DS-106. We might not risk death, but we might risk creative expression, making mistakes, trying new things.
Yeah, my students, they're always up for a new adventure, so this might be just the course for them.
I sure hope so. And this, like, anybody at K-State from, like, all over Kansas can do this, right?
Yeah, they don't even have to be at K-State.
If, like, the people of Kansas just want to get some experience with creating on the web and making videos and audios and learning how to use their computer and just how to tell stories with media. Anybody can do this just on their own, right? They don't even have to be signed up with us.
They can just jump right in there and do however much they want.
That's pretty darn good. And so, like, boy, I've just been through Kansas once, and it was dark, and I didn't really see it. What's like Kansas have to do with, like, the West? Because I'm always thinking of out here in Arizona, like Monument Valley, where John Ford did his movies.
Kansas is the old West. You've seen that show Gunsmoke?
Oh, yeah. Miss Kitty? Oh, boy.
They were in Kansas.
Of course. That was Kansas.
That's Dodge City, Kansas. Kansas State University, it's right near the end of the old Chisholm Trail.
Man.
It's where they brought the cattle up from Texas. This is where they ran the railroads to. And the people back east didn't want them Texas cattle coming into their town. So they ran the railroads out into the frontiers of Kansas and brought them here. And that's how they got the beef back east.
If they don't have the West, like, there might be people in Oregon or New York that, you know, the West, you know, we can go really broad as to what it means. It doesn't just have to be like, you know, cactus and sagebrush and cowboys and horses. Like there's cowboys up in space, man.
What do you mean?
I'm going to stop it right there with the space part, because I don't know about cowboys in space. But, you know.
Well, you know, Todd, that reminds me of a story.
I thought it would.
I agree that, you know, people, when they think of the West, they don't think of Kansas very much. But as they were saying, that's where the Chisholm Trail went. But also, that was the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail. So before there was what we call the West, Kansas was the West. But you know how Americans were. They just kept going and going and going. So one of my favorite writers about the West was an old boy named Charles Lummis. And he was from back east, of course. Everybody's from back east. But he came out to the West, and there he was in Kansas. But he wanted to keep going because, you know, that Horace Greeley fella just said, keep going west, young man. So he listened to that newspaper writer. So he sent him a letter out to California, and he got him a job in Los Angeles, as they used to call it, at the newspaper. They had a new newspaper called the Times. And so they said, sure, come on out. We'll hire you. And so he said, all right, I'll be right out there. And he started walking from Kansas City. He walked all the way to Los Angeles, California. Wrote a wonderful book about it. And he built him a little stone house on a creek here in Los Angeles. And he started the Southwest Museum, which is one of the best Indian or indigenous or Native American museums anywhere in the world. Hi. So talking about Kansas City, that reminded me of old Charles Lummis. Hey, who's that riding up to our campfire?
Hey, it's me. I think you're talking about me like I'm dead.
Why? It's you, Wyatt. I mean, Alan.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Wyoming, and I'm just out from the range for just a couple minutes because I gotta feed my horses. But I heard you were talking on the radio. What's happening here?
Well, there's been an earthquake over by the California way, and right here on the radio, live, it was an earthquake. We've been revisiting Kansas and hearing you tell some stories, kind of some tall tales, like I know you do. Not sure when you're telling the truth or not, but we've been hearing about your class that nobody showed up to.
Yeah, well, I think they'll still come. I'm just waiting, okay?
Are you having a nice time in Wyoming?
I am, but my radio signal is kind of weak, but I just wanted to make sure I came in and roused you guys up. And is anybody listening?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I
that's
am.
All that counts.
I'm listening. I got an echo.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about Hatchet Jack before you take off. We're going to be talking about old Hatchet Jack here in a minute.
That's right.
He's one of my best friends, a true cowboy who always comes through, even though he's dead.
Well, we heard from Talkie Tina, and I know you had said you'd seen her not too long ago, and wondering if she was going to show up to our roundup here.
Well, you know, you never know with Tina. Like, I messaged her and she didn't say anything. And so now I think I got to like keep looking over my shoulder and making sure there's no doll at the top of the stairs who's going to trip me up or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dangerous world. Okay. Well, that was very nice. We heard from Cowpoke Allen out there in the great state of Wyoming. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Allen. Right now, he did an advertisement, and, you know, considering nobody showed up to the hoedown, they had a lot of stuff out there on the internet. So let's just listen to 1 minute of Alan trying to wrangle up some students. I think this is Alan singing.
Well, he sings real good.
Well, in the East, somewhere in Virginia, there was this open course in digital storytelling I want to tell you about. A course named DS106. At least that was the handle its loving students gave. This DS106 course, it said it was for life. Now, for life, that's not any kind of language we use where I come from. But there was a lot of DS-106 that did not make a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, and that about explains it. Not a lot makes sense to old cowboy Alan. And not a lot of people showed up. And so it was the course with no name. It was the teacher without a course. It was everything that we have come to know as Western 106. It is literally nothing. The wide open range with nobody out there, no dogs, no nothing. And Alan was sad that nobody showed up to the hoedown. And he tried to explain that to himself and others in the week two. So it was the second week of class. Nobody showed up. It was a sad day. He'd made a website and nobody was coming to the hoedown. So let's take a listen to Alan talking about nobody showing up to the parade. Hear the sad music? It's a mournful time.
Yo, about last week, I got my blog started, sent it to DS106. I saw my blog post, a bunch of others. And many others of us did too. But what does it all mean? A lot of stuff. We could just tweet more easily. Did you do a blog post?
No. I tweeted a daily crate. Juan! Did you blog your ideas about Western?
No.
Did any of you?
Well, no. Nobody did, and that's why it was so sad. It was an awful thing to see such a good man out there trying to do good in the world, teach a class, and nobody showed up. Except a few people, as Alan noted, one of them being Hatchet Jack. Now, Mark, did you have any real experience with Hatchet Jack?
No, I didn't know anything about all this blogging and looking for students and none of that. I just saw somebody talk about DS-106 and I looked around and I saw Western 106 and I said, well, Western, I'm Western. So I just started doing them little daily creates and looking around, and that's where I bumped into you, and then I bumped into Alan, but I didn't know about any of this.
Well, I tell you what. Let's hear a little bit from Cowpoke Ron. He was of the Bergeron faith and of the Bergeron clan, if I recall correctly. Here is one of his audios from the TDC 1486, which must have taken place a gazillion years ago. Let's hear what Ron has to say about DS-106 and Western 106.
All right, that's a bad hoss like it's a little lamb.
Well, I don't know what that means, but that was Ron. And let's get back to maybe some Hatchet Jack. So Hatchet Jack come to us from the summer of a blip. No, Hatchet Jack come to us through Camp MacGuffin, where Hatchet Jack was paid to be a camp counselor in one of the bunks. And this is where he met, I believe, Talkie Tina. And here's our friend Alan going out of his way, trying to rustle up people to play in his Western 106 class. And let's hear what he and Hatchet Jack had to say. I think he interviewed him on top of a mountain in the snow.
I sure hope I can find old Hatchet Jack. He's sure been up in this mountain a long time.
Hatchet Jack, is that you? Are you still froze in the ground?
Still here, Jeremiah. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, Hatchet. I got some new things, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
You ain't quite as pretty as you used to be, Jeremiah.
Well, you know, all these years out in the mountain, you have held up quite the same.
Why, thank you. I got a new blog post here.
All right, I think you want me to, like, take it and go down the mountain and put it on the internet for you?
You can take it and my gun.
All right. Well, I don't know if I want the gun. I'm not really into guns like I used to. Well, we're doing a new version of DS-106, you know, digital storytelling. You remember that one we did a couple stretches ago?
Well, I did. And they visited me up here on my mountain on occasion.
Well, there's going to be a new one, and it's about Westerns.
Giddy up, partner. That sounds just fine by Hatchet Jack.
Well, it was going to be another round getting rounded up in January of 2016. That's not far off. You think you can get out of the snow by then?
Old Hatchet Jack will be there. All.
Well, as it turns out, Hatchet Jack never made it off that mountain. But Alan went back down the mountain, start telling everybody about the Western 106. And old Hatchet Jack, he stayed up on that mountain and singing songs about his new girl, Tina, Talkie Tina. And let's just hear 1 minute of this awful song by Hatchet Jack. That's possibly one of the most embarrassing things Hatchet Jack ever did. And he put it on the internet.
Well, he sounds pretty good for a man that's been frozen for decades.
Not bad, huh? I know. Pretty remarkable. Well, we have a little bit of Western music to play. Here, we're going to play some rye whiskey and get our little world together. We got about 10 more minutes, so let's hear some rye whiskey.
Now, this is some real music.
I like this. I agree. That's the sound I was looking for. The hooting and a hollering. That's what we needed with the Western 106 was more hooting and a more hollering. How about some turkey in the straw? Let's listen to that.
Oh, now you can dance this.
I love me banjo. This sounds just like I imagine that course, had it happen, would have sounded. Just like that. Hooting, hollering, boot stomping, round the campfire. I can't imagine anything better. Mark?
Yep, just some homemade music. Nothing fancy. Nobody from New York City's ever going to buy that song.
You know, one thing I learned in the Western 106 with all the four students in it was a little bit about a composer, and I don't even know how to say his last name exactly, but Marconi. So as a child, as many people were, we watched Westerns, them spaghetti Westerns. And I hear this music all the time, but I didn't know until I was 55 years old, who had done the music. And I'd like to thank Alan and the other four people in that class for bringing this to me. And I thought maybe we'd just hear a little bit of that before we go here. Here we go.
Na, 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 na.
Sounds just like the desert to me. High desert, high plains, drifting. I got some fond memories of this music going way back to my childhood. And I'm thankful for the few people that made it into the DS-106 Western class for helping me learn these things. And Mark, we're going to head on out here in a moment. We got one more song to play, some little bit of fire. And
Well, before we go, I just wanted to say that this has been a real pleasure. Now, I know that I never watched any of them Italian Western movies when I was a kid, but I appreciate that now, and I really do enjoy the music you've been sharing. And my favorite Western movie still is Brave Cowboy or Lonely Are the Brave. It's got two names. I always get confused. One's a book, one's a movie. But I always love that movie because it was about the cowboy that just didn't want to become modern. So he just kept the old cowboy ways and came and went as he pleased and didn't fill out no papers for anybody. And, you know, it didn't have such a happy ending, but it was a real good movie that reminded me of the Billy Jacks and the other movie characters we've been talking about that person out west that just goes their own way. So that's what this show's about striking out, even if your class doesn't quite come together, but you never know who's going to show up. I found it later on, and we had a real good time in the Western 106. So I just wanted to say that before we slide on out of here.
Well, let's do that. We'll get back to our campfire here, and here we go. Let's see. Western
Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Hear my song as I ride along, and it's a happy roving cowboy. Burden the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. Nowhere to go and nothing to do, I'm just a happy roving cowboy.
Well, I think that radio's been tuned to the wrong time zone. Let me fiddle with it here a bit and see if I can't find something better for us to listen to while we're going out of here.
Oh, I like this.
It's Italian.
This is nice. Looking up at the stars above us with our cowboy boots off. Sipping some cowboy coffee. Dreaming of the classes with no students. Just the wide open class. The wide open prairie. The wide open internet. And stars above us.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we've been sitting around this fire for all these years. Maybe we ought to get up and see if we can stir up some trouble. Maybe we'll head up to Wyoming and see what Alan's doing.
Yeah, I'll bet he's causing some trouble, gathering some Western stories. Do people even want to hear the Western stories? Just want machines to make them or what? I don't know. But I'm going to go make my own Western stories.
Well, yeah, who the hell would want machine stories? It's bad enough we're always talking with machines. All started when they started stringing up them telegraph wires. Things just have not been the same.
That was the end of it all, wasn't it? Damn telewires. Radio.
Yep.
What the hell was that? What were they thinking? The radio. God almighty.
But that's where DS-106 has taught us that we don't have to just listen to stories. We can make our own stories. And that's the whole point of this radio show today is just look around and find a couple of folks and just start making your own stories.
That's
right. What we love.
That's right, Mark. I could not agree more, and I thank you for being here with us today around this beautiful high prairie, stars above us. It's beautiful.
Yep, the big sky, like they say up in Montana and Wyoming. It's a right. Beautiful country.
Alan, wherever you are, take care on your travels. Talkie Tina, I'm glad you didn't make it. Hatch Jack, we know where you are. Mark, I hope you don't get any aftershocks.
Me too.
Yeah, I think we're about done here. We just got a little bit of campfire to take us out here and close our eyes and rest our weary heads back after a long day. We'll see you out there on the next roundup.